everyone, and welcome to DevPod Fukuoka. In this episode, we are diving into the aftertalk from our recent company event, Hack Day, held from July 2nd to 4th. Hack Day is an internal hackathon event where engineers form teams and spend 24 hours of intense development spread across 2 days, developing exciting new ideas. At the end of the event, each team presents what they've developed in a fast-paced 90-second pitch. This year, we had an amazing 319 engineers joining, forming a total of 68 teams. The grand prize went to a brilliant project, a route navigation app that helps users avoid stopping at red lights by guiding them through traffic in scenic with green lights. As always, we are blown away by the variety of projects. Some are super practical, while others were wonderfully creative and completely out of the box. All right, so today we are so excited to welcome members from Fukuoka, the really awesome team who joined this year's Hack Day. And now I'm handing things over to Lin-san, the team's leader and the senior manager of our development department, who will be our host for today's talk. Over to you, Lin-san.
Okay, thank you. So hello, my name is Koji Lin. So today I'm happy to be the MC of today's podcast. And I'm the manager, but not team's leader. Okay, but let me still introduce myself. So I'm the entertainment company and I'm in the shop team. I'm working for the sticker related for a long time. And this time, I think our team, most members is from the sticker team. So I think will be a good, interesting the podcast today, and then I will the first like check my members. I think I will first do the asking another member who joined this who lead this team. So the real leader who created the team, I think Chandra. Maybe you want to share yourself. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So yeah, my name is Chandra. Yeah, I was the initiator to join this hackathon event. I was also joining the hackathon last year and it was really fun. So I'm thinking like this year also, I want to join the hackathon again. And I invite everyone who interested to joining this event. And then I decided to post it on our Slack channel. And like some members is really interested. So that's why now we have like 6 members for the hackathon, and yeah, it was really fun.
But this is the self-introduction, so you need to introduce yourself more. Like, where you come from? I think you come to podcast before, right? So where you from, or like say what the team usually work? I think I talked about you are a sticker, but I didn't tell you working on the back end or client or front end. So maybe quick intro yourself, like how long you come the team, or and what's your job role? Yeah.
Okay. My name is Chandra. Yeah, I'm come from Indonesia, and at the moment I'm working on as a back server side engineer in the sticker shop team. I help for the development.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, and also you are the, as you say, like this time you help like create this team. Okay. So I will go to next one, like Po-san. So please like introduce yourself.
Hi, so I'm Po. I'm currently an Android engineer in the sticker team, and I'm actually the one who tell Chandra to create the team because I also want to join the Hack Day. Last year I really wanted to join, but I don't have time for that, and this year I have the chance to visit Tokyo as well, so I was looking for a chance to make a team with people I know in the Fukuoka sticker team as well. And I'm really glad that Chandra make it into reality and really thankful for that.
Okay, thank you. So today, the last one, the guest is the Trina, please.
Hello, I'm Trina. I'm a front-end engineer on the sticker team as well. This is my first time participating in the hackathon and it was pretty fun. Thank you.
Okay, thanks everyone's introduction. So I think some member already like talk about why, like what motivate you to join. But I think it's good to maybe speak again here, like say, so maybe from my side, me first. So yeah, I'm also the manager of the sticker team, one of the sticker team. So I think it's good, also it's a good, like the chance, like say, if I have the time or I can adjust my time, it's good to join the team to kind of chance that you can fully concentrate on making something without this herb. And you have the official reason to avoid any meeting. Like, say, okay, I am joined Hackathon. I'm super busy, so I cannot join any other meeting for these 3 days. So this for me, like to, another one is that when Chandra invited me, it like say, okay, there's no other member yet. So I told him, like, if you don't find anyone, I will join. So I think I'm the second one or third one joining this team. Yeah. That's my motivation originally. Yeah. How about Chandra?
Oh yeah. So my motivation is like because I was joining Hackathon last year, and it was really fun. And I want to also join the Hackathon again. And yeah, as what Paul-san said, that he asked me to create a team. So yeah, I decided to make the Hackathon team together with him, and also invite some other members through the Slack channel. And yeah, some of them are interested. So finally, we found all the members and then we decided to join the Hackathon.
Thanks. Then maybe Paul, you talk about you want to join. So try to encourage Chandra to make a team. But like, what's the motivate of you to?
Yeah, there's many both motivation I had. Obviously, one is that I really want to join last year as well, but I don't have the chance. So I feel like this year would be a good time to do the revenge for me. And also, due to how the team operate, I don't really have much chance to work with other member from the sticker team as well. So I feel like this would be a good chance for me to get to know other members from sticker team, especially token members as well. And also, as I say, I'm an Android engineer, but I also want to work on different platforms. So I think doing a Hackathon will be a good chance for me to try it out, like, for example, server development and that kind of things.
Like super, like, nice reasons. Like, I think better reason than me join. Okay, so that was the final about how about Trina? Like, what's your motivation this time to join the team or this Hackathon? Yeah.
Yeah, for me, my motivation was pretty simple. It's just that. Is that I can like do business trip to Tokyo because I've never done that before. So I guess that's the main reason. And also like get to meet like some server side members at Tokyo that I don't get to like see them all the time. It's also, I guess it's a good opportunity for me.
Yeah, true. This time we also have some Tokyo members, and even some Tokyo members not working on the Hackathon, they come to close to us and do random chat and give you some advice. I think this, pretty nice chance to communicate with the members like across the regions. Yeah. Okay, good. So I think we all introduced self and motivation. So next, maybe we want to talk about our project. So always from Chandra, I'm not think it's a good idea to always rotate from Chandra to answer. But how?
Yeah, but Chandra is the one who presents our project. So I think best person to do this.
Okay. So Chandra, like say, do you want to help to introduce our like project, or maybe it's like your original idea, or then become like this idea, or like anything like about the project?
Okay, so the idea of this year's Hackathon project is about how to introduce the stickers to our users, because we are from sticker shop team, always trying our best to provide good stickers to our users and help our users to find the most interesting sticker to them. And with this idea, actually our idea is also inspired by our Tokyo member team. And we decided to make it happen, like we get inspired from other apps. Like when we thinking about the younger generation, we know that the younger generation doesn't really like to do the search by themselves, rather than they always trying to get the product from the product that they offer from the recommendation. So we are thinking to make a new idea that's really good to give the recommendation to our user, so our user can find their like Sticker without need to search by themselves. And the idea is also inspired by some other apps like dating apps or game apps that proactively give the recommendation to the users. So that's it's kind of similar things. And we also utilize the machine learning and AI to learn the user feedback, and we record that into our machine learning system to give much better recommendation that fit to the users. So that's basically the main idea of the project.
Yeah, I think that's good. Like say, we try to let them like proactively, like to instantly reaction they like or they don't like the recommendation. And we get that feedback data, feed our feature, and then recalculate their like preference, and then give them the new another recommendation, like instead of just giving a list. So yeah, that's really, I think, nice part also. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think especially in current system, the user don't have the way to teach how we provide data to them. And I think this project also focuses on the idea that users are able to provide feedback and sort of teach us what they really want.
Yeah. So I think based on this, like say how to, you know, represent the idea, like, you know, it's easy to just, you know, in command line or something simple to just represent, like, okay, we feedback to the model and then they give us a new list. So this time I think Trina do a lot of work, like about the user experience, like the UI part. Like, do you think anything you can share from your side?
Yeah, so for like, I do front end in my daily work. So like, I feel like if I just do front end and hackathon would not be like so interesting. So we tried like using more like vibe coding and AI this time. So, and the result came out pretty well, I guess. And so I think this is a very good opportunity for us to try something like implementing stuff in a different approach.
Yeah, agree. Like say, if we do like, even we are, I won't say super good coding or mature, yeah, everyone's mature, but like if we want to make it similar, like user experience or the animation or some kind of flow, maybe 2 days not enough. But this time with some kind of support of the tool and this kind of scene, like, I mean, we can make like a fancy and like say intuitive from the user experience to the user. So also that can represent what would originally the Chandra and some other members they intend to have, like say, okay, something like the most recent like game recommend system, like this is in the queue. Do you like this? Yes. Do you don't like this? No. So you can just swipe left, right, left to sync like easily, something like this. It's not like just the button. We just click the button to show, but we do something like also more like hexagon-like, so everyone can easy to know that interface, yeah. Okay, like, but this time it is in Japanese, but I think it's we didn't get any reward. I thought we can get something like search reward or something like fun reward, but we didn't. Like, I think this is the next time maybe we can think about like how to do something you want to do and get some kind of reward together. Yeah. So, okay. I think Trina also talked about like say about what she thought about participating. So how about Chandra and Paul, like after participate, what kind of thought you have, like say anything, is it good, bad or fun? Yeah,
after the participate event, it was really fun. So I was really happy, and also there's a lot of chance to try a new technology that we haven't tried before. And it's also a good opportunity to work together with other teams, because I mean other team members that we not are working together a lot. And yeah, and the vibes and the atmosphere of the hackathon is really fun. Like, they also provide a lot of sweets and a lot of delicious things. And yeah, we also working on the hackathon for 3 days, like 2 days for development and 1 day for presentation. There's so many story behind that, and also during the presentation is also very nervous, but at the same time it's also really fun, and we learn a lot of things, not only about the technology but also about how to sell our products and to other people. Yeah, I believe we learn a lot from this hackathon, and that's why I think it's really good things to do.
Especially I saw when you preparing the presentation, like we have a super strict member try to training you like how to present in short minutes. So when I saw that, I just feeling lucky I'm not a presenter at that day.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true. But it's also for my self-development also good things, I think, because I can learn how to do the presentation, even though it's just a short time to do the practice, but I believe.
How many seconds? 90 seconds or
more? Yeah, yeah, the presentation duration is only 90 seconds.
I see. Okay, how about Paul-san? You're after participate.
Yeah, it's basically, I think I accomplished what I was trying to do, try out different technology, also work with members that I usually don't work with. But I think also having a chance to see how other teams present their idea as well, it's quite an interesting experience. We see a lot of people trying to make something that's not useful but funny. And there's also people who like really hardcore trying to make something that's you know, maybe you can make a startup from that idea as well. And that's we see a wide range of different idea from really extreme hardcore to people just trying to have fun. And I think that's a really good experience.
Okay, then maybe me. So I think Chandra, everyone like similar. I have similar impression like everyone, like especially we have some members from the Korea, Thai, Taiwan. And especially I think most members here already work in this team or the similar service for a long time. So already have some day-to-day work, sometimes communicate with Taiwan. Especially our service, the day-to-day work is a global service. So we work with Taiwan team or other countries team members. So I think it's a really nice chance to see them, like the day-to-day. Some people you really work in the past together, they come to the Japan, and then we do some hackathon, even we are not the same team, but we have chance to talk with them. So it's not only the hackathon, we stay there 8 hours, 9 hours for in the office, but also after the office, we maybe have different like random lunch, dinner or lunch with the different team or different country members. I think this is kind of pretty fun like the experience. I think even I cannot join the hackathon next year, maybe it's a good time still. I have some possibility to go during that timing to meet with other members. It's kind of nice, yeah. I think overall, I think I'm pretty happy with this time. I have a chance to also work on the front end code. So I think these 3 days is almost the generated CSS code or the front HTML code is my over past 1 or 2 years overall line of numbers of the code for my front end code. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting experience. Okay, so how about next year? Is everyone want to join next year? Or I think people come to podcast won't say I won't join. I think everyone want to join, right? Like Chandra, do you want to still hold a team next year?
Yeah, of course. If we have time, I think I would like to join again, because it was really good experience and good chance to have, like, only once a year, and it's only 3 days, right? So it should be not that long, and it was really fun. So I definitely want to join again.
How about Paul-san? Like, do you want to create a team by yourself, or like, okay, I don't want to be part of team anymore, I will do myself, or you want to like say like do some kind of different topic? Or
I would like joining if I have time, but I really want to try something, create something from scratch. So one idea I want to do is I try not to do something that's related to work, because if we're trying to make something related to work, I feel like we'll be too restricted. But I want to have like a blank canvas where you can just create random stuff on that. If I join next year, I will try to do that as well.
I see. So maybe you can hold a team or join the team, but make a topic like differently.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. Okay. How about Trina?
Yeah. So I think if I could join Hackathon next year, I would love to. But also I would wanted to try to maybe join a team that I with members that I don't work with daily. So I like to get to meet like new people, and like Lingsan just mentioned, that it's really nice to meet like Taiwan members or like members from other places. So I wanted to like use that kind of opportunity to get to know more people.
I see. Yeah, that's true. Like this time, I think we have some team, this mixed like region countries team, like Taiwan member and the Japan member, or people who from Korea and then work with Taiwan and Japan member to be a team. I think this is kind of fun, especially like I heard some team also language have maybe have a small issue for language, but still they can co-working to make something as a product. So like next year, maybe here we four are maybe not in the same team, or maybe we will work, part of us will be in the same team. Yeah, so this will be a pretty nice chance, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's like a random team creation system where you mixture with people from a different country, and they will just randomly assign you to a group of team, and you guys just have to work it out during the hackathon.
Right. I heard there's some team like having the, like they have designer, most designer. So at that timing, they want to have a developer member. So they do something kind of asking some other different countries developer to join, something like this. So I think, yeah, this was maybe a good chance for us to try next time. Yeah.
And by the way, I was kind of really impressed with Chandler that's invited Lingsan. He's a senior manager. So, and I thought he's really brave enough to, you know, invite him to the
party. We are really in good communication, I
yes,
think.
Yes, that's why it happened. Like, I wouldn't do that.
So, and especially this year, I didn't join. So that's why I think part of the reason I joined is kind of like Posang. Like last year, I know there's an event and I didn't join. And some member in Tokyo and also Taiwan asking me why am I not there. They want to say hi to me. And then this time I think, yeah, this is a good chance. Like I go to the Tokyo, but I don't have the good topic to make. So then I heard like Chandra want to hold a team. So I said, okay, if there's still a slot, call me so I can go to Tokyo with you. And then okay, concentrate on the product, making something fun, avoid any meeting, and then and then meet some members from other country. Yeah. Then maybe something we think fun, like in your mind, like which team's project super fun, maybe it's a good can share. Yeah.
I think the team who got the best award, I remember, is the idea about to predict the next traffic signal. So
right.
Yeah, you can decide when it is time to go to from home to and predict, like you want to have all the traffic signal into the green color, so you can just go without stop. And yeah, I think that's really interesting. So we don't need to worry about, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm surprised we don't have that already. Yeah, I feel like that's something that's really easy for someone to come up with, but we don't have that. So maybe there's some user survey conducted already. Maybe people don't really care about that. I don't know.
Right. Like say, I just care shortest path. I don't care waiting there.
Yeah, but I feel like because the idea is for people who walk on the street, but I think that will be better for who drive, because I think people who drive care about traffic like more than people who walk.
That's true. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think it will be useful if it's integrated with a navigation for driver.
Yeah, I think there was a couple project that could be actually turning to a workable product, and I think that's where business idea comes from as well, and that's it's like a good chance for developers to promote their ideas as well. Obviously, our ideas could also be converted into a new feature as well. Maybe, I don't know. That requires everyone's effort as well. But yeah, I would like to see any future plan on trying to make our project into a real product.
I think maybe possible, because I think one of the planners like come to the offer like the booth, right? And also he's kind of feeling interesting, have interest about this. So I think we need some more mature, like the real working data or something to see if it works. But yeah, I think it's kind of the direction that we can push in the future. Yeah, in the near future, maybe.
We still have a hackathon next year. So actually, if you have an interesting idea, I think feel free to post that into or note, take a note, and probably we can use the idea for the next hackathon. Yeah, at the moment, yeah, I'm still thinking if we can make some interesting idea for the next one. Actually, I'm kind of interesting like to make something with the hardware, like make a robot or what, but I don't have any experience for that yet. So probably if during my free time, I would like to try to develop some kind of those product, like make an experiment with the new hardware or the robotic, something else like that. So I think it will be really interesting.
Yeah, this year I also saw some team using some like more real world physics, like the robot or something. So it kind of looks fun.
Serena-san, are you interested in robotic?
Maybe. Like, there was a Teams project. Yeah, like they build like AI talking to each other, and then they print out like what the AI said. I think that was, maybe that's not robot, but this like that's something I felt that was very funny, and that yeah. So maybe that's something that I would wanted to try next time, is to do something like more like hilarious, like just fun, just for fun.
I would like to have more snacks during the hackathon. More free food, more free food as well.
Okay, sorry, because yeah. I was responsible for the snacks and the sweets and
But I think yeah, there's a team from different country, they bring their own like souvenir as well, and they just put there and share with everyone. I think that's quite interesting. I think there's team from Thai, they bring some snacks, and I can't read Thai, so I don't know what that is. So I didn't try it, but yeah, that's quite fun. But I feel like we could have more food, because when talk about hackathon, it's all about free food.
So next year, I really felt ready. So it's just I'm gonna prepare more like cup noodles and some.
Yeah, you need to get prepared if people stay up late, you know. If people sleep by the, if they sleep at the office, well, then we need to make sure they're not hunger.
Yeah, like energy drinks or something like that. Yeah, maybe next year. Yeah.
I cannot work until late night, so I will try to avoid energy drinks. Thanks for everyone joining like today's podcast. Also thanks for listening. So this is the time we share about like the some sort of hack day, like the, so this is the after talk, like I hope everyone's enjoyed that. So thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
That's it for our hack day after talk episode. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to post with the hashtag DevPods_Fukuoka all capitals hashtag DevPods_Fukuoka. Thanks for listening, and see you next time on DevPods Fukuoka.